Joining me live over the phone today is Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with the monthly update from what's happening in the city of Kemmer and South Lincoln County. Brian, good morning. How are things today?
It's a bright, sunshiny day in Kemmer. It's great.
That it is. It is great. Yes, it is great. Brian, appreciate your time as always, and with an update on what's taking place in Kemmer. What's been happening since we talked over the last 30 days?
Well, this week was quite a busy week when it came to the nuclear plant coming. We had the Nuclear Regulatory Commission here from Washington, D.C. They're a bunch of folks that are charged with helping making sure that everything's done safely in the permitting process for the power plant that's coming. And it was very informative and helpful, and they're very professional, and they're the way and friendly towards us. And I felt like after listening to them that they got great protocols and processes in place to ensure the safety of the plant, and also on the permitting side, you know, from seismic issues to the other issues, and you know, the nuclear waste and all of that, and those kind of questions. And there's also, you know, impact on the wildlife they got to account for, you know, and any kind of tribal issues that need to be addressed. So they have an entire process. There was two meetings this week. They gave people a chance to input. They advertised it. And I think they're being very transparent about what's going on. So, yeah, I think it was a good thing. And I did ask one question of them, which was, you know, just to confirm, it's what I assumed that, you know, on the federal level, on the nuclear island, there isn't going to be any impact money from that. But I do believe everything I know that will be on the energy island, which creates the steam, there is going to be impact funding to help deal with the impact of the construction and all of that. So okay. Those are things that are in motion. And I think everything seems to be going according to schedule. So
that was maybe my follow-up question to this. When these people are here and they're meeting, there were no red flags that popped up where they said, oh boy, this particular thing needs to be switched or adjusted. Everything seemed to be going the way it should be.
Yeah, I didn't hear of any red flags. I think they're working very closely with TerraPower and probably Bechtel as well, I would assume, that's creating the building the plant. So I think the main thing is there's continued opportunity for public input, and there's also website links and stuff that they can provide people to update them on projects and what's going on. So
excellent. As Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air with us this morning, and things progressing with the Natrium nuclear facility. Anything else happening in South Lincoln County you'd like to mention?
Oh, yes. So actually, this week, I was actually invited to participate in a discussion between there's an Intermountain West Nuclear Energy Corridor project that's going to be grant funded. It's being led by the Idaho Advanced Energy Consortium, what they call it, with stakeholders in Idaho and Wyoming. On the call this week, we had a good discussion with both folks from Southeast Idaho as well as from Kemmer, and myself from Kemmer, and then also folks at the University of Wyoming, where we're trying to, there's like a $60 million grant with a $60 million match. And I'm not honestly sure yet who does the matching, but it's not us, I don't think. But they want us to come up with 10 each for each of the two states, 10 projects to identify things that we can do to improve manufacturing as well as our nuclear kind of, it's going to be we call it an EDA tech hub, basically, to develop our near and long-term strategy to find projects to improve our economy in the region. So it's an EDA grant, and there's more meetings to come, and I'm excited to be a part of the team that's going to submit some project ideas. One idea that I just threw out there in the meeting was, and what can we do to leverage Wyoming's uranium assets? And maybe we could be doing the uranium, HALEU uranium processing here in Wyoming. And that seemed to have some good thought and some good support for that idea. I don't know if there's going to be a meeting coming up in November 28th, I think, in Laramie with the University of Wyoming. They got the project lead there on coming up with our 10 projects that we're going to submit. And there's going to be a good meeting of the minds from Idaho and Wyoming coming together to try to help our region in this energy corridor, we're going to call it. So
very cool.
Obviously the bottom line is more jobs. This is what we want.
Yeah.
More jobs in Wyoming and in Idaho. So anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think you're right on with the uranium and certainly the advantage to that. Who else that people might recognize is going to be with you on that committee to look at these projects? Any names that people might know?
Well, I, the guy that is University of Wyoming that's taken lady, I think his name is Curtis Biggs, I believe is his name. He's on the University of Wyoming side. He's leading the project, and they're trying to find a group of stakeholders. I've submitted other names of people I thought would be good for Wyoming, and I'm hoping that they will like those, just waiting to hear back. So
certainly.
I've also reached out to the county and stuff. So, you know, I'm hoping that that will be additional participation from Lincoln County as well, and maybe some of our legislators, I'm hoping. So that was what I suggested. So
sure. Okay.
We'll, we will see how that goes. And I think one of the things that they mentioned as well that we need to take into account with that is part of the grant is organized labor needs to be involved. And I've reached out to, I'm going to be reaching out to some of them that are, you know, from the steam generation side of things with organized labor. So, and see if that's something that they want to participate in as well. So
perfect. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air with our monthly update from Southern Lincoln County and the Kemmer area. Brian, anything else happening you'd like to mention today?
Yeah, just one thing. I mean, things are moving along in our downtown. As I've mentioned before, just come down and you can see, but there's two new businesses that are getting ready to finish their buildings in the downtown. You know, one is the old Opera House building and trying to put in the downstairs some food services and catering and mercantile stuff upstairs to take advantage probably of all the Airbnb business that comes here, three, I think, units upstairs. And then just right up the street from it, this is on Main, South Main. And just right up the street from it is another building where it's going to have a couple of law offices and perhaps another business or retail business. I think both of them may be looking at bakeries, both of those businesses. There's also, and I think I told you about on the other side of the triangle, JCPenney Drive, they're moving ahead with a building permit for getting in it's kind of like a spa kind of vitamin fusion kind of things to help people in the health industry, which we don't really have enough of here, I think, or in the community. And there's also on Monday, there's also going to be a proposal submitted for the old Kemmer Hotel property for some office and retail space. So things are moving along in the downtown, and we're excited. And I think a lot of this has to do with, you know, the nuclear plant coming here. And so we're excited for all of that. So
absolutely. Always stuff happening in Southern Lincoln County. Brian,
for sure.
Yes. We appreciate your time as always and for all the updates, and we'll touch base again in a month.